we're going to keep silent and after the speaker is finished talking, there's going to be a space or a time for you guys to do any questions that you need. You just need to press the pound sign on your phone. Mr. Jose Vélez, you can start the conference. Good morning. Jose Alberto Vélez is speaking, president of Grupo Argos. We appreciate your participation in this phone call, in which we will be discussing the results of Grupo Argos for the first semester of 2012. With me, there's Ricardo Sierra, director of the Grupo Argos, and Nicolas Valencia, director of the investor relations of Group Argos. In this conference, we will be analyzing the main data of the report that was sent to you, and we will be sharing with you the most relevant facts of the business in the new infrastructure holding. At the end, there's going to be a space for you guys to do questions. This teleconference is being translated into English in a simultaneous manner. In any case, I want to remind you that all our presentations are in English and in Spanish in our website, www.grupoargos.com. In this same website, we have to your use the presentation that we'll be doing during this teleconference. To download it, you need to go to the communication section, and in the presentation section, you will find a file named Grupo Argos Presentation of the 2012 term. We want to also share with you that with the approval of the Superintendencia Financiera of Colombia, Cementos Argos transferred to our company its assets that don't come from cement. This is an important part of our portfolio. Also for business, real estate, port sector, and coal. Also, we want to share with you that Grupo Argos consolidated as the headquarters in infrastructure with investments of cement, energy, ports, real estate, and coal. And for the correct administration of each of these businesses, of each of these sectors, there was a restructuration process in which each company is led by a team with a lot of experience and background. In the slide number 3, we will be able to see how the directors of Grupo Argos and its subsidiaries are consolidated. We're showing the directors for the coil business, the real estate business, and we will be talking about Muelles El Bosco. We also are going to be talking about the vice president of Grupo Argos. It's very important to highlight the important participation of independent parties for each group. In slide number 4, we're showing the important steps that we are taking to increase this, and as the directors of Grupo Argos, there's a participation of women in the board of directors. There's a multicultural sides. Different members are independent. As far as Grupo Argos, 5 of all of them are independent. In Cementos Argos, 5 out of 7 are independents, and as far as CELSA, 4 are independents. I also want to show a relevant aspect that in the plant subsection of the organization, Eduardo Betín and Jorge Margio Velázquez, they were working in Cementos Argos. In Jorge Marquio Velázquez, he has 30 years of experience, and he started his career in the beginning of 1980s as a engineer, graduated from a prestigious university, and took the necessary steps to be until he was the president of the company. In the case of Eduardo Etin, he's been 16 years in the organization. He's an attorney with a lot of experience in the legal and coil aspects and mineral aspects, and that's why we chose him to direct this sector. As far as the results of the first semester of 2012, if you see it in the slides number 4 and 8, you will be seeing the growth shown in the first semester of 2011. The 3.2 billion pesos exceeds in the first semester of 2011. That's an 18% increase in pesos. The consolidated EBITDA of Grupo Argos is totalized up to 850,000 million pesos. We want to highlight that the decrease of EBITDA is generated by the holding company, and that's why, to understand a little bit better this investment made.
So more than 100 years, and currently a very important player in the port sector from Spain. The new society is going to have 7 seaports, 4 in the Caribbean, Barranquilla, Cartagena, Cebu, 2 in the Pacific Ocean, and 1 in the Magdalena River. The combined
of the company, of the port companies in the fusion of 2011, reached 105 billion pesos in the EBITDA margin, superior to the 35%, which reached 4 million tons. This is the equivalent to an 8% of the market in the public sector in Colombia. The assets by Grupo Argos increased the capacity combining 10 million tons. The new society will show the increase in the potential needs of the potential clients. We will be showing the results of this, of the in this we hope that after we receive the necessary approval, we can show the projections of this business. In the next sheet, we're going to talk about the real estate business. It's very important to say again that in the last 10 years, the organization has developed projects of approximately 330 acres to the north of Barranquilla, and this has allowed us to show a significant change in the urban development of the city. This is doing it with high standards of construction, and a long time ago the real estate business is showing with the support of Rafael Obregón. He's considered one of the best construction company owners in the country. His ideas and strategies are showing the goals of the Grupo Argos.
Grupo Argos, we are convinced that we need to diversify a portfolio, and we're going to have a higher share of rent to develop this business more interesting for our shareholders. Since the rental and the leasing business is being a high development in the world, the malls, commercial centers. In this idea, we have decided to develop the real estate, taking as a model the Brazilian market, Chilean, and estadounidense, with the different models, business model, and so we can see we can apply it in Colombia in the second quarter of this year. To try to develop this in the future. We will try to inform you in the advancements in this area. In the following slide, you're going to see one of the line of business very important to the infrastructure's holding is the coal business. And with the new company, we'll be consolidating all the coal operations in the interior of the country in the Atlantic coast. For that, we're going to design a team exclusively dedicated to evaluate the geological potential of these areas and to develop and increase the production and marketing of thermal coal of the company. We have mines in the departments of Cordoba, Antioquia, Cundinamarca, Boyacá, and Cauca, in very important areas in the Atlantic coast that allows the Grupo Argos to have the presence in the market and strengthen its commercial strategy. Finally, we're going to show you some studies of the engineering, conceptual engineering, to the eventual mechanizations of the underground mines existing in the Andean region, as well as the implementation of the follow-up and monitor of the systems that transport the gas to maintain the safety and healthy issues and occupational safety and health programs with the higher standards, all of them with the programs of SISO research and development and sustainable development. If we see the 23rd slide, we can see the financial situation, and we can see the debt, the profile of our debt, and we're going to start with the next coin shares, 2,000 million of pesos, what is going to be qualified for ratings with the highest qualifications. And also we have a credit with Bancolombia, and it's going to be prepaid and with a mechanism of innovative of Grupo Argos. With the following, the debt is going to be the following composition. It is nice to highlight that we are in the new process of development, the financial structure. We're going to combine the best strategy, financial strategy, to develop this principle. Independently from the results, we want to highlight the Grupo Argos is going to be able to invest and develop the business in incubation and the increase as the business in cement and concrete, and we have several sources of financial. We can, the 1.4 billion pesos is our financial. The liquid portfolio is 550 million of pesos. Contracts with Japan, $300 million. And that's without having the access to the secondary debt market. All that it can show in the portfolio. And thank you very much for your participation. I hope we can get you excited about this information.
We want you to see in Grupo Argos a new way of seeing an investment in the future of Colombia. We want to thank your participation. We want to start the question and answer section. Thank you very much. At this moment, I would like to remind everyone that if you want to ask a question, please, you can use the pound sign and next to, and then number one, and then if we're going to make a pause now to start compiling all the questions that you have. We have a question from Catalina Ricaurte, number five. Good morning. We have two questions. The first one is related to the financial topic. If you can explain the financial movements, mainly that reflect the investment, the investors of Grupo Argos with the decision process, and if you can tell us about the option of the real estate business. In previous presentations, I had seen that this business has a lot of income from 2011. If you could explain the real estate sector, where can we see the movement of this sector? Additionally, we want you to explain a little bit about the port sector and the coil sector, what kind of income is generating. Thank you, Catalina. Thank you very much for your questions. I'm going to allow Ricardo to answer this financial sector in detail. Thank you very much. Catalina, I'm going to summarize this. In reference to the balance in general, let me compile the information. I'm going to give you the data. Look, in reference to this data, in reference to the assets, it's been 4.8 million. It's about 2.2 billion pesos, and this is basically a change. It shows the change in the portfolio, and the assets. When you see the individual assets, the changes, it's totalizing the 4 million data in pesos in reference to the, if you compare it to December of 2011. And this is showing the value that it had before. If you want, for the effect of, to show the detailed information, we're going to show a slide that's a little bit more detail, so everyone can see the data and the effects that this had in the decision. In previous conferences, we had seen this detail, we've shown these details, but we will present that on the website now. Okay, thank you very much. In reference to the real estate area,
These are the results. We have 15 millions, 1,000 millions, but we have many business on our way, and we are going to be very aggressive this year with a number even bigger than the one that we win. This business, if we follow things like that, definitely we're going to increase and find the ways to diversify our portfolio so we can increase the revenues with the assets on the leasing part of the business that can we can complement this portfolio, the real estate. And the port business and the coal business, what is the stage that we are in the generating revenues? What are we going to have in the consolidated balance sheet at the end of June? The business, the coal business, 35,000 millions of pesos, and it show 100,000 millions of pesos. It's an increase, it's bigger, an increase from the last year. 40,000 million pesos and 3,000 million of pesos with a margin of 30%. This is very important to clarify something. These are the numbers that we are showing in the consolidated balance sheet in the seaport business, and this information is the administration data that we use to analyze our business. Thank you very much for your answers. Thank you. In this stage, I would like to know if you have some estimates and provision for this business and the mining business and port business. Thank you. Jorge, how are you? I'm going to tell you that we are venturing with the authority of Barranquilla in calling about the new compositions and regulations of this territory. So we are in doing all that. The project of Rio Mar as a project is going to be presented or introduced after the stage when we are completing the project. So we are still developing the area that naturally is being the better for the general project. In Rio Mar, we have the structure of this business is very interesting because one can develop all the concepts of the project, and then you go with that to the urban regulations, and they have to evaluate this project. So practically, it's going to be financial, all the urban development. It's a very interesting business according to the world capital. So for the development of the real estate business right now, it's the revenues are low, but we can incorporate assets from the leasing part of the business. Then we will have a cap in front of it to generate earnings in the future. But at this time, we don't have the details of this development. That's why we insist in this conference, because it's a very important. We are finishing to develop the business plan with the coal and real estate business. And when we have that defined, then we're going to be able to give you an information of the business model and with the capitalization and the world capital, so you can take it into consideration.
I would like to remind everyone that if you want to do any questions, you need to press the pound sign followed by one. And next question will be for Rodrigo Torres with valores.com. Thank you. I have a couple of questions.
I asked in the presentation, I heard in the presentation that you are talking about in the real estate to different countries, but I didn't get to hear. You can explain me what are the countries and in the investment plan for 2012. If you have a projection for 2013, and then I need to understand about the investment portfolio. You have a Grupo Sudamericana holding. That means that I would like to have the numbers a little clearer. Thank you. Rodrigo, this is the first. In the real estate business, maybe we haven't thought of to exit to another country. What we are doing and what we are going to do in this second quarter is to visit countries like Brazil, Chile, Mexico, and United States. We have already planned appointments with real estate business on those countries. The basic issue here is in Colombia, the real estate, it's very close to the construction business. Most of the real estate companies are related with construction companies. And one of the definitions strategically that we have in Grupo Argos, we do not want to go into the construction business first because the constructors are the first customers that has our customers from the cement sector. And we are not going to compete with that. That is the best subsidiary. So that's absolutely clear. What we want to do is like a model real estate to check what are they doing to learn. Mexico and United States, the goal to be a fund, basically just real estate business and developers of the urban project. So it's a little mix of everything. Maybe we were talking also about the leasing part of business. It's very important that a real estate business has a balanced portfolio for real estates that had that started from the lands that the Mentos Argos had and that today is part of the net worth of Grupo Argos. But this line of business is concentrated in Barranquilla, Cartagena, and Cali. And this is very big. So the basically is that we have to develop those networks real estate to include it in our portfolio, but not to develop and buy land in other cities of the country. Colombia is going through a urbanistic boom in the middle cities, very interesting. Monterrey, all these cities that I think there's going to is going to give a real impulse to the real estate business. And we need to balance our real estate a portfolio with the leasings, and we can make a very attractive portfolio for the investors in the future. And among the other questions, I will say, Ricardo, if you want to help me out, Ricardo. In this subject, Rodrigo, the 2012 investment plan and 2013, what we are doing now is finishing to establish the programs after the three businesses that we have incorporated into Grupo Argos. The investments in energy and cement, they are out of financial by itself with the plans that they have right now. This capitalization, the Futuro, we have we are going to be including it in our next information. And about the portfolio, I want to make a remark. Go to page 25, where you have in the portfolio, in the shares, Grupo Sudamericano, and this is the shares distribution, $4.2 billion. And the Grupo Cedra Americana, these are the shares that we have preferential shares that 364 million of pesos. The other important information we have there is that 10% of participation in that company, and today is valued in 900,000 millions of Colombian pesos. It's important that this portfolio we consider that it's liquid when the preferent shares and what we have right now. So this has a possibility, say 660,000 million pesos, in the like we mentioned in the conference call, and we can try to use in the next years to keep going, establishing the mature business that we are opening now. But I don't know if did I help you out. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
From Diego Huitrago from Valores Bancolombia. Good morning. My question is in reference to the cement sector. In reference to the United States, I would like to know, after you had seen the recuperation in the margins for the first time in the first quarters, is positive. I want to know the effects of the assets I want to know the consequence of acquiring the assets from Lafarc, and how is this affecting the current assets versus the assets that were the existing assets that represented the loss of the EBITDA margin of minus 5.3% on the second quarter of this year, that it was minus 2.5%. So I would like to know what's the difference in the operations of the assets, the existing assets versus the acquired assets. Why the positive change now? Thank you. Perfect, Diego. I'm going to try to explain it in detail. We have to make a difference between them, from the two sectors in the United States. At the center, which is Texas and Arkansas, which is an increase in concrete, and the southeast, which in reference to the cement assets, we have the cement and the concrete assets. So that's, we have to take that into account. That's the first thing. I'm sorry, Diego. I'm going to say something here. In the center sector, it didn't receive any influence from Lafarc. The assets were cement and concrete, but in southeast, so that means Arkansas and the Carolinas. So if you separate the concrete in the Texas area, it's showing a good response in volume, and that's a very important topic. So if we see it from the sales perspective in the different areas, we see that there's an increase of 20.5% in the Southeast, and that reflects not only the volume, which is really good, but also an increase in the prices, which is what we had been hoping for to reach the results that we wanted for the United States. So in the existing operations in cement are very positive. The combination, when we see the concrete sector in the Southeast sector, there's an increase of 3.4, increase in volume in 2%. So if you see, it's not so significant in that area, but nevertheless, it's a positive effect in both regions, and that's what we're giving you, what we're showing you. So what we wanted to highlight in this call in reference to the region and the improvement of this semester is in, on our end, we are very excited about, because we see that the situation of the clients and of the market is allowing an improvement of the prices, and is showing the, what we had the projection, because remember what we wanted, that by the end of this year and the and beginning of next year, we're going to have positive results. Okay? So, in summary, what you're showing with the margins.
Yes. Can you repeat the question?
Well, what's a comment, your remark? With additional so I would like to show the development, but also the margins, so we can evaluate these results. Diego, but let me tell you something else. In the case of the cement, that we only have it in the south, southwest, which is a very interesting number, is the increase on the earnings only in the cement is 21% compared to the previous period. That's using only the pro forma with the results and the fact in the first quarter of the last year in the cement business. The Ricardo was talking about the mixed concrete is growing. The increase is a little lower, but increases in the southwest. The 20% in variation with the compared with the dollars and tons and 18%. Is increase the prices and the volume. Thank you. The next question comes Niana Mosquera, Global Securities. Good morning. I have three. In 2002, do you have a new investment in your portfolio? And about the port side of business, how do you see the perspectives of this business after the Dime merger and after this port? And third, has with the coal business, if I want to know if there's already in exploitation and how, what is the production estimate that you have in this business? And do you have any had any environmental issues, certificates, problems with this line of business? About the divestitures and the effect during this year, to tell you the truth, we can
we're going to plan in to do some device testers, this investment. But depends on the conditions of the market and depending on the liquidity of the different shares in the market and the pricing of the market. But we are, like I'm telling you, we're finishing adjusting our debt, our liabilities in the medium and short term, and finishing the business models to include it in the infrastructure of the company. So, and when we see the opportunity in the market, we will decide to divest it as investor or not. About the port business, we are waiting for thousands of millions and a rentability of 20-35%. That's the fact that we want to see, and we have that approval, but like in 4 months, but we need to wait a little bit. We have to see all the procedures to be able to approve them, but we have the confidence that we are going to exceed these numbers, these results. But according to the investments in the port, our business model, when we have these approvals, then we're going to have a meeting, a detailed meeting with all of you, so you can incorporate in your portfolio in this area. It's a very promising business, very interesting, and we believe it's going to be very interesting to balance the portfolio. In the coal line of business, we have explored in several mines. Some of them are being in the stage of studying and development. We have the thermal coal in Cordoba. It's an open mine that has a capacity of many thousands of tons, and we have these mines in the country. Some of them are ours, some other ones we administer, we manage, even if we don't own it. And also we have this coal, with the thermal, that has a capacity of production superior 120,000 tons. All of them have the license, the certificates, and the regulatory procedures approval. And in the country, the regulations is becoming a little complex in the country, and that this person is being selected to manage that, because the environmental and coal line of business into the development of the portfolio.
That's how the coal business sector is doing. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Diana. The next question is coming from Jorge Zuniga with Interbolsa. Ricardo, I'm going to ask you this other question in reference, taking into account all the changes that the group is doing in reference to the overhead. What do you expect to see an increase? An approximate calculation. Thank you. Of course, Jorge. We have been very thorough in that aspect, because we are trying to design a project in which the overhead is very accommodating to the different needs. So we have not increased the expectations. Different groups were dedicated to specific areas. The increase were very small, very punctual in the individual businesses. So with those dates, with those numbers, if you want, but what we can do is give you specific numbers about that later on. What we want to, Jorge, I want to add, as Ricardo said, in the new businesses, basically, in, for example, in the coil business, that would have that operation as in the underground, as the above ground had about 3,000 people as far as employees go. What we needed to have was a more strategic plan, and if we can say it better, prepare, because if we want to take this ahead, its management has very direct, so when it was part of Cemento Arcos, it had a marginal business, but that was a big sector and had to be highly direct. We don't have any other questions. Mr. Velez, do you have any other comment to close? No. Thank you very much, David. Thank you to everyone that participated. We hope that in the next conferences we have more information, more details about the businesses. We want to thank you all, your participation of today. We are hoping to see you in the next conference in October. This is how the conference is concluded. Thank you very much. You can disconnect.